So this is a summary of the chord switching lesson. The summary is, one, decide what finger you're going to put down first for each chord. Right now we're just doing two bars of C and two bars of G back and forth. And you decided, it doesn't matter what you decide is going to be your fingering. You could decide differently than what we're doing right now. But the student has decided to put finger three on first down on the G chord and finger one down first on the C chord. So even if we don't put anything else down, we can strum. This is point number one. If it sounds like not that great, you know, that sound, it hasn't hurt anyone yet, last I checked. I didn't check the paper this morning, but you know, it's not going to hurt. It might sound a little bad at first, but it's better to learn how to play in time. You're learning how to play in time first, and then to make your chords clean second, right? So what you're doing is strumming just with the first finger on C and with the third finger on G. And now, here's point number two. Point number two is the most important. The strumming hand is not going to stop and wait. You're just going to strum right through whether that fretting hand is ready or not. So here we go. Just to demonstrate, we're only going to do finger one on the C chord, and the rest of the strings are going to be open. Two, three, four. One. That you've gotten this far, you can allow yourself to put the other two fingers in while you're strumming, but you're not waiting. The strumming hand is not waiting for the whole chord to get down. We're going to do the exact same thing we just did, except now I'm going to allow you to put the other two fingers. Perhaps you only get one finger. Perhaps you get none of them besides the one you already had. You know, perhaps you didn't ever even got the first one, right? And this just sounds like open, no big deal. Here we go. One. Two, three, four. Stuff. Doing that, you can play with anyone. I mean, just to reinforce the point a little, do what you just did, and I'm going to just noodle around. If you're sitting next to an advanced player or jamming with some, I don't know, some relative who's very musical or something, whatever the case is, you can have fun with them and they can have fun with you, even at this beginning stage, just by being able to play in time. This is why we emphasize the switching more than chord cleanliness. You know, I'm not saying, okay, well, you know, make sure everything's perfect before you begin. You know, this is just unheard of. If you were to say to a baby, you know, you've been falling down quite a bit learning how to walk, why don't we hold off for a couple of years, you know? It would never happen. So you're going to do the same thing you just did, and I'm going to have fun with C and G. Okay. Just to show how much fun it is. One, two, three, four. Isn't that fun?